This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on assembly elections in Haryana. The participants are Jayanto Roy Chaudhary, political analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Polling for the 90-member legislative assembly in Haryana commenced today with a total electorate of 2.03 crores set to decide the fate of 1,031 candidates. The Prime Minister has called on citizens to participate in record numbers, emphasizing the importance of the electoral process. Our Haryana correspondent Ashwani Kumar Sharma has filed this report.
Polling for the assembly elections in Haryana held peacefully. So far, more than 61% voting has been recorded. A lot of enthusiasm was also seen among the youth, elderly and disabled people regarding voting. Elderly people above 100 years of age went to the polling booth and exercised their right to vote. A total of 20,632 polling booths were set up for voting and adequate security arrangements were made at all the polling booths. Police and security forces kept a close watch on every inch of the place. Various famous personalities, sportspersons and politicians cast their vote and motivated people to vote throughout the day. Today, the political future of 1,031 candidates contesting the Haryana Assembly elections has been locked in the EVMs, which will now be revealed on June 8, the day of counting. The prominent politicians whose political future was at stake today include caretaker Chief Minister Naik Singh Saini, former Chief Minister Bhupendra Singh Hooda, former Deputy Chief Minister Dushyant Chautala, former Haryana Home Minister Anil Vij, and INLD leader Abhay Singh Chautala, and several young politicians.
Jayanto, any comments you would like to make?
Yes, it's been quite a hectic day. Up to 61% voting, which is very good. Haryana polls is going to be hotly contested. There's going to be quite a fight there. As you know, in terms of caste, though it is said that there is some caste polarization, but as we see it, most of the voting is not merely on the caste line.
So this electoral contest is expected to be bipolar. Showdown between the ruling BJP,
yes, that
which
is
aims
true.
For a third successive term with its double-engine government, and the Congress, which seeks to unseat the ruling party amid claims of growing discontent among key groups, including farmers, unemployed youth and wrestlers. So what are the key issues driving voter sentiment in this election, and how are they different from previous assembly elections in Haryana?
Caste issue, of course, is certainly a factor, but that is not going to be the sole determining factor. Things seem to have gone beyond caste this time. So one is, of course, the farmers' issues. The farmers have been agitating for quite some time. They basically want higher prices for their produce. Farming is becoming increasingly uneconomic in most parts of northern India. So there is a reaction to that. To a large extent, farmers' issues have been addressed by the central government and by the state government, and therefore not be a solid, unified farmers' movement behind one party or the other. But yes, farmers' issues are an important factor, certainly in these elections, and they have become an important factor in the last few elections. Before that, farmers' issues had shifted to the background because Haryana is no longer just an agricultural state. It is a highly industrialized state, and it is also highly urbanized. That we are seeing, there are many parts of Haryana where voting percentage is actually very low, and these are mostly urban settlements very, very near Delhi. Now, the other two major important issues are youth, because after many years, Haryana is seeing youth unemployment. Youth unemployment had gone down considerably in Haryana in earlier days, but in recent times, despite industrialization, we don't see much of youth employment happening. Mainly because factories which had, shrunk their production during COVID are slowly coming back to their pre-COVID manufacturing capacities, which means they are not taking on new workers. The growth is over the years, the COVID years. So that is their growth in production, but that does not mean that they have to take on new workers. They already had workers who were not being fully utilized. Now they are fully utilizing them. That means there is a shortfall in employment. That is one major issue that is there. Both sides have made promises about how to tackle youth unemployment. Let us see which side is taken on by the youth. Where does the youth vote shift? Certainly, the youth vote is going to be a decisive factor in this election. The other major important issue is industrial workers. Industrial workers' wages have not really grown over the last few years. Whatever growth has been there has been negated by inflation. So consequently, they are not absolutely happy. And as we said, as we discussed, there were, during the COVID, there were layoffs, which has been more or less rescinded. Many of them have come back to work. But obviously, their benefit level, their economic levels has declined. So that there is a sense of discontent there. Discontent can mean change. It does not necessarily mean change, because there have been improvements. So those improvements do affect and impact a voter's voting intentions. The other issue which was very important in Haryana earlier was development. Roads, schools, hospitals, etc. Now those are more or less addressed. Haryana is no longer a state which needs to create too many new roads. Haryana is a state which needs to keep those roads intact, improve upon those roads, not necessarily make new roads. Infrastructure is an important issue at any time, but maintenance of infrastructure is more important in the state than actual infrastructure creation. So that is Haryana. Haryana is actually a very developed state in that sense. It is very, very near Delhi. Delhi has a third highest per capita income in the entire country. Haryana is not too far away, because Haryana is a reflection of what is happening in Delhi.
So you mentioned about the caste dynamics. To what extent will this caste dynamic play a role? I'm talking about
it does.
Regional disparities shaping the electoral landscape.
Yeah, the regions which are nearer Punjab obviously have not had the same kind of development as the regions which are nearer Delhi. That's but natural. You have an NCR policy. You naturally want to connect with the capital. So all those factors are there. But the parts which are nearer Punjab are actually more agricultural. So therefore, that kind of development will never happen there. But will caste be a factor? It can never be discounted. It will be a factor. I have a feeling that this is going to be one election where caste is not going to be that big a factor. It will be a factor, but it won't be the kind of factor that it was in earlier Haryana elections. The three issues of farmers, of youth, and of industrial workers will take center stage.
Youth, you mean the employment opportunities?
The employment opportunities, or the opportunities to set up their own businesses, because Haryana, again, as I said, is an aspirational state. It is next door to Delhi. People just don't want to be workers alone.
So what impact do you think the national political developments, such as the economic policies or central government initiatives, will have
It'll have a tremendous impact. Haryana, as I said, is just next door to Delhi. Any decision can have an impact on it. But then the thing is that some of those decisions are very good decisions, like the PLI policy, but those decisions do not normally affect the life of an ordinary citizen. If you set up a chip manufacturing plant tomorrow, it doesn't really change the life of a citizen in that part of the country, because those who design chips or those who make chips, they are highly qualified, highly technically proficient people. You might have to bring them from abroad, in fact. You might not even find them in India, for that matter. So, does the local guy get a job? He doesn't. There will be a trickle-down effect, and undoubtedly, if you have a big plant, set up in your area, there'll be ancillaries, etc., which will feed into it. But that takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. So, the benefits of those policies will come into play. Maybe a few, there'll be the time lag. We have to see the policies implementation and the time lag. Has it been enough for those policies to benefit the ruling party in Haryana? We'll have to see that.
So, Jayanta Roy Chaudhary, another important question that I have for you is the rise in independent candidates and smaller parties. Do you anticipate a fractured mandate, or is a clear majority more likely in this election?
One thing is there, that the older setups where the smaller parties and the independent candidates would eat into each candidate's votes, the ruling parties or the opposition party's votes, and ensure the victory of the other, that impact has reduced over the years, mainly because there has been intense political polarization in most Indian states. So the impact of these candidates is lessened, but you cannot say that it's over. It's not. They are there. They will still continue to be local factors there. But they are not going to be that decisive factors. The individual candidates, usually it is said that in state elections, the individual candidate matters a lot. It does here too, in Haryana especially. But at the same time, parties matter a lot. What the party's mandate is, what the party is promising, it matters quite a lot. Okay. So let's see which way the dice really rolls. But the interesting thing is that most of the parties have given women a lot of seats. Don't go by the numbers, the total number of candidates and then, the total number of women candidates. Right. Because most of these are independent
candidates.
So
they will play a role in shaping the results.
They will play a role in shaping coming debate.
So how are the parties addressing the gender-specific issues in their campaigns?
They have tried the fact that candidates like Pogat has come into the fore itself. It shows that gender is not dead in the politics of Haryana. In fact, it has resurfaced. It had to because of the amount of education, amount of illiteracy that is there in Haryana. Women's empowerment is happening and it is increasing. And I think in the years ahead, women's issues will be major issues in elections. What they want will certainly play a big role. I can say this is the start of that movement. The women's issues will play a role in electoral politics of Haryana in the future, but not yet. It is not yet the time to say that women's issues will be the deciding factor in Haryana.
Okay, Jammu and Kashmir saw very encouraging voter turnout. We also had over 60% of voting. So how important is the voter turnout, given the fact that the PM, including the Home Minister, they all have urged, especially the youth, to come out and vote?
Well, two things. One is, of course, anywhere where there is high voting turnout, it means that there is a likelihood of change. But it does not necessarily mean there is a likelihood of change. It could also mean status quo. People might turn out in large numbers in order to vote in those people whom they had voted for earlier, simply because they feel that kind of setup might be threatened. That's one. But as far as Jammu and Kashmir is concerned, whenever you have high voter turnout, it gives a lie to our neighboring states' assertion that Jammu and Kashmir is some kind of not a properly democratic part of India. The fact that Jammu and Kashmir participates so well in the democratic process is proof that it is very much part of the democratic process, the democratic celebration. And I'm sure that the process of electing a government in Jammu and Kashmir, whoever comes to power, doesn't matter, will prove once again to the global community that Jammu and Kashmir believes in progress, it believes in democracy, unlike many, many areas in our neighborhood.
To facilitate the voting process, a total of 20,632 booths were established across the state, and polling continued till about 6 p.m. with tight security arrangements in place. Any comments you would like to make vis-a-vis the preparations done by Election Commission?
The Election Commission has been doing a commendable job at all times. And the fact that they have managed to hold an election in Jammu and Kashmir so well is proof that they have really got their act together well. And it is also proof that the people wanted to participate in the elections and they wanted it to be a good election. They did not allow those who could have disrupted these elections to succeed. So that is, I think that's a victory for Indianness. That's a victory for democracy.
Okay. And what about the new voters in the Haryana Assembly elections? Were their issues also addressed during the campaigns, and how much of importance do they hold in the election process?
When we speak of the youth vote, when we speak of the issues which affect youth, then we automatically take into account those who are new voters, because these new voters are actually in that critical age group of 18. Between 18 to 21, 25. So these voters are obviously very, very important, because they usually come out in almost 100% numbers, unlike older voters. So that is one. And secondly, obviously, anything which touches the youth, issue-based issues are there. So youth are highly motivated and highly charged. And I think they are going to be a big factor in this election. Our demographics tell us that the youth issues are going to be important for another at least 20 years.
Now we await the outcome of the elections. Thank you so much, Jayanta Roy Chaudhary, for being with Akashvani.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on assembly elections in Haryana. The participants were Jayanta Roy Chaudhary, political analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.